From their offices at the Twin Towers in downtown Atlanta, this is the DECAL Download Podcast, your source for the latest news and information from the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning, featuring Commissioner Amy M. Jacobs and Chief Communications Officer Reg Griffin. You can find DECAL on their website at decal.ga.gov or on social media like Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Now here's Reg.
Thanks, Scott, and welcome back, everybody, to the DECAL Download Podcast, a new episode every Wednesday on your favorite podcast platforms and streaming services. We so appreciate you joining us every week. Well, today, they may be learning their ABCs and colors and shapes and letters, but before you know it, those four-year-olds in Georgia's pre-K program will be all grown up and headed to technical school or college. That's why each year we join Path to College 529 Plan and the Georgia Student Finance Commission for our pre-K to college sweepstakes. And Commissioner, it is that time again. In fact, the sweepstakes started March 4th and it's going on right now.
Well, we need to share the information with everyone. It's a great opportunity to learn about the 529 plan, but also earn a little extra deposit into your child's 529 plan if you're a special winner, right?
Right. Absolutely. You get a prize for the student and a prize for the program. We're going to talk all about that. Yeah, it really is. It's the seventh year, believe it or not, for our sweepstakes. And here to talk about pre-K to college is Mitch Seabaugh, Executive Director of Path to College 529 Plan. Devin Porter is our own Summer Transition Program and Outreach Manager for Georgia's pre-K program. And we are so happy to have Nicole Lewis. She is the parent of Griffin Lewis, a pre-K student at Baker Place Elementary School in Grovetown. That's part of the greater Augusta area, one of our scholarship recipients from last year. Folks, welcome to the podcast.
Glad to be here.
Good to have you guys here. Mitch, first remind us about Path to College and about how it works.
Path to College is a tax-advantaged plan that was established in 2002 by the state of Georgia to help families with future education expenses like tuition, certain room and board costs, technology fees, books, other fees that are required for attendance. And people can go to our website, pathtocollege529.com, and they can research the plan. And it's really easy to open an account, too. It can be done in less than 15 minutes, and they can start saving for their loved ones.
Wow. I love that.
Sooner the better, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, and as you mentioned, there are tax advantages of saving with the Path to College 529, and I think we're always looking for a little tax savings as we enter tax season. Tell us more about that.
You can get up to $8,000 per year per beneficiary state income tax deduction just for putting money into a Path to College 529 college savings account. It is the only plan, Path to College is the only plan, that you can get the state income tax deduction. You put it in there, you get the state income tax deduction, you do not pay any taxes on earnings year over year, and then when you end up taking the money out of your account and use it for a qualified education expense, it comes out federal and state tax-free. So you get a tax break going in, and you get a tax break coming out.
Hmm. Can't beat that.
That's better than any 401k.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. And you said 2002 is when the Path to College started. So 7 years ago, I remember meeting Mitch, and you guys had this idea for a pre-K to college sweepstakes. And I remember at the time thinking, wow, that is really young to be thinking about college. But it makes so much sense, especially as someone who has two daughters and saw how quickly that all came upon us. This is a great way to raise awareness around the state, give families and child care programs a little financial boost at the same time. Tell us about your thinking behind that and kind of how it works.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you how much I appreciate the collaboration we've had with DECAL. You know, it first started, I forget how many years back, with the We Care that we do in the summer, and then we came up with pre-K 7 years ago so that we can specifically send information to parents through your programs about the Path to College 529 plan. So we came up with this idea of the sweepstakes. And this, because of the partnership, you helped to pass the information out to your programs that help pass the information to parents of the fact that there's a chance to win money. But our thinking is that by doing that, at least parents, by going, they will look at our website and they may see that this is a great tool that can be used to help them, their families, save for college. So there's a benefit for everybody that looks into it. So the sweepstakes is patterned to where we have four regions. We'll select one regional winner in each one of those regions, and that student will win $1,529 that we put into their college savings account. But really what's really neat about it is that also the program that that child attends will get $1,529 that they can use for whatever they want to use it for. So it's real exciting to have the opportunity to see the smiling faces about handing out money.
Yeah.
That's got to be the fun part of your job, right?
It is. It really
big
is.
Big checks, giving people money that they weren't expecting in their budget.
We used to have the dry erase checks. Right. So we could, you know, we're really cost conscientious.
Of course.
So we'd wipe the names off. And then we had one student this one time, this little girl, it was a pre-K student. She did not let go of the check. And so that's where I came up. I said, hey, we'll go ahead and print them, and that way they can have a souvenir.
Yeah.
And sometimes parents are happy about that. Some parents are like, what are we going to do with this big check?
Exactly.
You know? But the programs usually will put it up for display for a while.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's great. Great publicity, too, for all the other parents entering the doors every day. Well, Devin, how do our pre-K students and families react to the sweepstakes each year?
Honestly, they're super excited for the opportunity, not only to learn more about the program and saving for college, but absolutely for the chance to win and give their child's college fund a head start. As a mother of a middle schooler, I can tell you it really goes by quickly. Mm-hmm. And in the blink of an eye, these little ones are going to be college bound. So having that head start is really exciting for any family, for sure.
Yeah. It's interesting how this breaks down, and Mitch was covering it. Four different areas of the state, four students will win $1,529 for their college savings plan. Pre-K classroom also wins a prize of $1,529. And Mitch, as we were saying, this is a time of tight budgets, a lot of childcare programs looking for ways to kind of make ends meet, whether that's public or private school. It's got to be great news for those four classes, I would think.
It is. When I go do a presentation, all of the winners, the student winners, none of them have ever won anything ever. So you know, this, I get to be part of their first time to win something, and they're very grateful. But the programs have been just so excited about how they have additional resources to invest in their students. And that's probably what really has impressed me, is that they have needs. And I went into one of the programs where they had a computer that died 2 days prior. So they knew exactly what their money was going to go for. Other ones have playground issues or equipment that they want to purchase, or they just have the need for certain resources in the class for their students. So it is really fulfilling to see how they are eager to take that and turn it into a further investment. They're making a great investment in the children of our state, and they take that money and just add to it. It really is good. I think it's a great thing that we came up with that allowed them to have that opportunity.
Well, it is a great opportunity for both families and programs, so we don't want them to miss out on the opportunity to apply, which the application is open now. Tell us how they enter. Remind us of the deadline, which I believe is March 31st, and when will you announce the winners?
They can go to our website. That is pathtocollege529.com/pre-K. That's Path to College, P-A-T-H with the number 2, college, 529.com/P-R-E-K. And that's how they can enter the sweepstakes. Okay. And then we'll get all the sweepstakes winners in, and then the first week of April we will go through, we will call out any duplicate entries and that type of thing. So in the first week we should be having our winners selected, and then we get that fun call. People say, hey, you won money, and they think it's a scam.
Right.
We can't get them to respond.
Right.
And so as soon as we confirm all of our winners, we will make a public announcement of it, and then we will have presentations in the month of May, early May.
Okay.
Great. Looking forward to that. We have with us today Nicole Lewis, who is the parent of Griffin Lewis, pre-K student at Baker Place Elementary School in Grovetown. And Nicole, first of all, thanks for joining us on the podcast this week. How did Griffin react to winning his scholarship?
Thank you for having me and giving me the opportunity to speak a little bit about this blessing for our family. As you had already mentioned, in Griffin's short 5 years to that point, he really hadn't won anything before. So the fact that there was a presentation and his school made a really big deal of it, and the principal herself came out, because she's the school celebrity, he was really excited. He had obviously no idea what this is going for at this point or the purpose of it, but he was just really excited to be special in that moment, and he'll see the benefits of it much later too.
Did he like the big check?
He did. We still have the big check.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah.
Posted, as you said.
And how did you specifically learn about this, and what made you want to enter?
Well, I have to give a plug to his teacher, Miss Merritt. She has always communicated with us throughout that year, being the first year in school for Griffin at pre-K. He was, you know, really excited to be there. We didn't know what to expect as parents. And so she was great at communicating. She sent home flyers. She sent home electronic communications, text messages, just reminding us, hey, here's this opportunity. Make sure you apply. It's free. You never know. You could win. And we did.
Wow. And Devin, we're so happy to hear that. Communication is so important between teachers and the parents. Yeah. Yeah. And the family involvement is so important, too.
That's fantastic. Well, Nicole, we are very excited for you and Griffin. So Griffin was in pre-K last year. Now he's made the leap to kindergarten. How does he like kindergarten? And do you think pre-K did a good job of preparing him for his kindergarten year?
Oh, that's a great question. So Griffin had not been in school prior to pre-K, had never been part of a Mother's Day Out or any formal education setting. So pre-K was critical in preparing him as a learner to be ready to enter kindergarten. You know, he came out with skills that had him well prepared to be in kindergarten with some of his phonics, letter recognition, and just the social aspect and being able to function in the structure and routine. So we would not have traded that time as part of the pre-K program for anything.
That is amazing. That's exactly what we wanted to hear.
Absolutely.
So, I'm grinning ear to ear.
I did not plant that answer. That was Nicole said that willingly.
I am a teacher too. So
oh, you are? Okay.
I am a teacher too, so I have to advocate for education.
You know exactly what that's fantastic. Well, does Griffin have any ideas what he wants to do when he grows up?
So Griffin would like to be a veterinarian at this point. And so we definitely encourage that. He loves animals, watching all of the Animal Planet shows about them. And so we are going to direct his path as much as he wants.
That sounds amazing. Well, you'll need more money in your 529 plan.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I was going to say, Mitch, do you have to declare a major when you sign up for for pre-K to college?
That's right.
And Nicole, what grade do you teach?
I am an assistant principal at the high school level. So pre-K and elementary is completely foreign to me.
Oh, wow.
So I am learning with my littles as I go.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, bless you. You're at a high school. Is that which high school?
Grovetown High School.
Grovetown High School. Okay. Shout out to the what? Grovetown. What's their mascot?
Warriors.
Go Warriors. All right. Well, Devin, we have a great team of pre-K specialists here. It goes without saying. They work with classes all over the state. How do we help Mitch and Path to College 529 get the word out about pre-K to college?
Yeah, we have a fantastic team of pre-K specialists, and they're really excited to help spread the word about this opportunity for families. They are sharing with the programs directly when they're doing their daily visits. They're sharing with the classrooms, with the teachers. Probably some of them are even telling the kids about it. Go tell your parents that they need to sign you up. So lots of direct contact with teachers and directors. Directors are sharing the information through the school, through their different social media pathways, and you know, the text messages and the remind apps and all of those great things. And lots of specialists are also sharing the information through their newsletters that go to teachers and directors, and a lot of them also have social media pages for their teacher groups and things like that. So it's definitely getting covered. It is definitely out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Devin, this is a busy time of the year. Schools are, I guess, getting ready for spring break, maybe thinking about the end of the school year, but they're also preparing for registration for Georgia's pre-K program for next school year. Is there a set date on the calendar, and how does that work? Anything exciting and new for Georgia pre-K next year?
This is definitely an exciting time of year. The buzz of the upcoming school year is in the air while we're also, you know, buzzed and excited about spring break and the sun finally being out and the temperatures getting warmer. So there's so much to be excited about and kind of celebrate right now. There's not actually a set date on the calendar for registration. Programs independently choose those dates and share those with their families. I know personally, I've already seen a lot of announcements about registration on different social media platforms. Some people start as early as January, and some people don't get started until March or April after spring break. And I mean, registration is truly open until school starts. You know, as long as there's a spot, you can register. So families register through the school of their choice. They can find a complete list of locations that host Georgia's pre-K program on our website later this spring.
Excellent. Well, even before that begins, we offer the summer transition program. What's happening with that this year?
Yeah, things are in motion for the summer transition program. Programs are actually applying to host that right now. Registration is underway. It actually closes tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow's Friday. Yeah. This time is going quickly. So absolutely, wheels are turning there. We're looking forward to serving children in over 300 classrooms across the state this summer. So, yes, very exciting. Yes, get those applications in, please.
And I know you probably have this speech already, but the Summer Transition Program is for who specifically?
It is for two different age groups of children. We have a rising pre-K program that is specifically targeted for dual language learners to help the three-year-olds that are going to be age eligible for pre-K in the fall. Helps to give them a small class size in the summer, gives them a head start on school routines and embedding language and things like that. It's actually taught in a dual language format, so they're getting both English and Spanish throughout the day. The environment is in both languages and all of that sort of thing. So we have that program for our rising pre-K, and then we also have our rising kindergarten program, which is the larger program that we have in the summer. And that program is geared towards children that are age eligible for kindergarten in the fall. Maybe they attended Georgia Pre-K during the school year, but just maybe they came in later or whatever it might be, but they've just been identified as needing some additional support. And it's also for kids that didn't get to go to Georgia Pre-K at all. Mm-hmm. Maybe they chose a different pathway for their pre-K experience or their preschool experience, or maybe they haven't attended school at all just yet. So, and kindergarten is going to be their first stop on that path. So the Rising Pre-K program is specifically for them to help give them that extra boost of confidence and extra support of the summer, again, in a nice small class size with, you know, two teachers and all the great things, all the things that happen in a Georgia Pre-K day, packed into a five-week summer program for them to have that experience before they start kindergarten in the fall.
Yeah. They have a lot of fun, too. They bring in special guests. They have a lot of different activities that really challenge and invigorate the kids, I think, beyond a normal classroom kind of day, which, of course, every day in pre-K is an exciting day.
Absolutely.
Come on. You never know who's coming through that door to be a part of that. So, Mitch, when you were with us, I love the data you share about the likelihood of students with a Path to College savings account going on to college. Tell us about that.
There's a study done by Washington University in St. Louis that determined that a student that has a college savings account is 7 times more likely to actually go to college, regardless of the amount of money saved. Hmm. And if you think about it, if you're saving for college, the focus of the entire family, the student and the parents, are the fact that that student's going to go to college. So the focus becomes that way, and I think that contributes to why so many will go to college.
Right.
I think one thing that kind of hinders parents from saving is, number one, they don't think they can save enough. The cost of education is high. They don't think they can save enough, or they think it's too late. And what I like to tell those parents is that every dollar saved is one less dollar that may be needed in a student loan. Mm-hmm. And when you think about it that way, there's still value in being able to do that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But what a great situation if you could jump on this bandwagon early in pre-K.
Absolutely.
And we want folks to do that. Nicole, what would you say to anyone listening that's thinking, well, I don't know. Should I really take the time to enter?
It doesn't take long at all to enter. It was a quick form that we were filling out. I haven't received any spam. I don't think I've been told.
Thank you.
So take the chance. Fill it out. You never know. Your child can have a great surprise as well as their school.
How did the school like the – we've talked about it, but how did they like receiving their prize?
They were very excited. You know, our schools receive all the funding they need to support our children. But just to have a little bit of extra to give them resources or let them plan a fun activity or just get something they'd like to have is really great. And it's exciting for the teachers and the students as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, this has been great. Mitch, remind us again, the website, and they've got a deadline of when?
March 31st. Go to pathtocollege529.com. You can check out the program, put in /pre-K, and you can enter the sweepstakes. That's path with the number 2, pathtocollege529.com.
All right. So you've still got a few days remaining. Go online, register for this, and then before you know it, Mitch will be carrying those big checks out to the programs, and you'll be seeing on social media because our folks love to see the pictures of the winners. Sometimes the check is actually bigger than the winner. You know,
it's
taller, the whole bit. But so exciting, and we just love the partnership with you guys. It's so good to do something like this for the children and the program. So, Nicole, Devin, Mitch, thanks for being with us this week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What questions do you have for Commissioner Jacobs? Send them to decaldownload@decal.ga.gov. Let's go to the water cooler.
Hi, my name is Ron, and I work in the CCS department in Atlanta, Georgia. And my question for Commissioner Jacobs is, how has DECAL helped child care programs during the pandemic?
Well, Ron, thank you for your question. So we have helped child care providers with about $2 billion that went right out the door to them in many different ways. The biggest was through what we called stable grants, where about $1 billion went directly to child care providers to help them do just that, stabilize their business during the unknowns of the pandemic and really afterwards with all the challenges that they're facing, especially with staffing issues. We've done a lot of money around workforce. We've devoted a lot of money for families accessing our subsidy program, our CAPS, who are paying for the full cost of child care for, I think when we end it all in September 24, it will be over 3 years where we paid the full cost of child care for 70,000 families on a CAPS program. So we've also done health and safety grants for providers to, you know, improve their facilities, a lot of playground improvements in both center and family. So there has been a lot of funding to support providers over the last several years. It is ending. A lot of it has ended because it was one-time dollars from the federal government. But the good news is we're watching it very closely to make sure there's not a huge impact with the ending of that large amount of money. We haven't seen any closures in child care, so that's good. But, of course, we're watching it very closely and hoping to continue to support them as much as we can.
And numbers-wise, we're right about where we were pre-pandemic
now. We are,
now.
Yeah. Still around 4,500. Pam Stevens just told me yesterday that we have more child care programs now than we did in 2018.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So that's good.
Yeah.
I know they have challenges. That doesn't
Absolutely.
Mean there are challenges.
But yeah.
There's not a huge loss of child care programs.
Right. Interesting. Time to give you a chance at winning a nice prize in the DECAL Download Quiz. We'll draw one name from all the correct answers to this question. Email your response to decaldownload@decal.ga.gov. How many years have DECAL and Path to College 529 plan held the pre-K to college sweepstakes? How many years have DECAL and Path to College held the pre-K to college sweepstakes? Answer that question correctly. We'll put all the correct answers together, draw out a name, and you could win a prize from Callaway Resort and Gardens, Chick-fil-A, Lakeshore Learning Materials, McDonald's, and the School Box. Again, how many years have we held the pre-K to college sweepstakes? Send your answer to decaldownload@decal.ga.gov. Thanks for playing and good luck.
Thanks for listening to the DECAL Download Podcast. The Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning improves outcomes for children and families by strengthening early learning experiences in partnership with early education programs, professionals, stakeholders, families, and communities. Their vision is that every child in Georgia will have equal access to high-quality early care and education. For more information, visit their website at decal.ga.gov. Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Follow Commissioner Jacobs on X at com, C-O-M-M, Jacobs.